2. Women have had to find themselves within content presented from the male perspective forever. It's essential to flip this and allow men the opportunity to find themselves within content presented from a woman's perspective. In this book, I use words like woman, men, girls, and boys. These are not my favorite words, as I've always understood gender, even my own, to be on a wide, beautiful spectrum. My dream is that people of every gender, as well as people between or beyond gender, will find themselves in these pages. My hope is that this book becomes a leap forward for humankind. Welcome to the Wolfpack. Imagine that you've been asked to give a commencement address at one of the premier women's colleges in the nation. You've got 15 minutes to stand behind a podium in a fancy robe and tell hundreds of brilliant young people everything you know about. What makes a good life? What makes a beautiful world? And how to build both? Would it make you stop and think hard about what you believe? Would it make you feel overwhelmed and underqualified? Might it even lead you to sweat profusely and wonder if a person who hasn't even graduated from college should really give a commencement speech? Maybe that last worry was uniquely mine. Shortly after my retirement from soccer, I was asked to deliver such a commencement address to Barnard College's 126th graduating class at Radio City Music Hall. The invitation said, "We are awed by your talents on the field, but we are also moved by your commitment to issues like gender equality, pay inequity, and gay rights. Our seniors would be thrilled to have you address them at this watershed moment in their lives." I sat on my couch, read those words twice, and then grabbed my phone and Googled watershed moment. FYI, it means turning point, historic moment. Then I thought, okay, they don't want me to speak as just an athlete. They want me to speak as an activist, a feminist, a leader. At one of the most important moments in their lives. No pressure. The invitation went on to say, former Barnard speakers have included Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Sheryl Sandberg, Cecile Richards, and Meryl Streep. NBD, I thought. FYI, for listeners over 40, that means no big deal. Since my retirement, I have been traveling and speaking to people all over the world as a famous athlete. I spoke about my personal life, my time on the field, and how to win championships. I was a decorated soccer champion. I'd scored more international goals than any woman or man in history. I'd won 2 Olympic gold medals and a FIFA World Cup championship. That stuff was cool, but since I was a kid, what I loved most about soccer wasn't collecting individual stats or even wins. I loved winning and losing as one team. I loved being a part of something bigger than myself. I loved the shared joy, suffering, failure, and success. I loved the magic of collectively surrendering to an unknown outcome. I loved the intimacy of our team dinners, bus rides, and stinky locker rooms. I loved how my teammates and I cared for each other, fought for each other, and respected each other, no matter what. What I loved most about soccer was being a teammate to women and a leader of women. As the co-captain of the United States Women's National Soccer Team, I was charged with uniting 23 women, each of whom had achieved success because of her individual talent, and inspiring each to commit to the collective. With the help of my teammates, I created a team culture based on more than just excellence. We not only won, we won with joy, honor, connectedness, commitment, and sisterhood. We were not only champions on the field, we were champions of each other. Our time on the U.S. Women's National Team turned us into more than just winners. We turned each other into better friends, citizens, and human beings. The greatest loss of my retirement was losing my team. I miss the unique connection that is forged among a group of women working toward a collective goal. But as I sat and looked at this invitation, I had this thought. What if my time on the national team was just practice?